You're listening to another episode of PwC's Tax Tracks at pwc.com/ca/tax tracks. Tax Tracks discusses various issues and challenges affecting today's busy tax professionals.
Hi, it's Brandy Scales of PwC Canada. Thanks for joining us today for the next installment in our Moving People with Purpose series, where we discuss some of the top challenges employers face when managing their short-term business travelers. Our podcast today will focus on strategic mobility risk management and how companies can prepare for the heightened risk created by short-term business travelers. With us today is Carola Trolley, a senior manager in our PwC Global Mobility Services Group. Carola specializes in helping companies and their employees manage the complex financial, tax, and benefit matters associated with global employee mobility. Welcome, Carola. We've been speaking to our clients around the area of short-term business travelers for quite some time now. Why the increased focus today?
Brandy, thanks. That's a great question, and one that we do get asked a lot. Now, there's no doubt we've been talking to companies about the more traditional risks for a while now, and they include tax, social security, immigration, and permanent establishment risks. And while the rules haven't changed per se, we have noticed increased scrutiny by the tax authorities, and that's primarily driven by the changing landscape created by short-term business travelers. So combined with the media attention on international tax behavior of multinational companies, it has led to the perception that existing international tax rules are somewhat outdated.
That's interesting. We've heard a lot about the changing international tax rules lately, especially BEPS. What is BEPS?
BEPS, it's an acronym, and it's short for Base Erosion and Profit Shifting. In a nutshell, governments are concerned that companies are not paying their fair share of tax in all jurisdictions where they have activities or where value is created. As a result, the OECD has developed an action plan to address these issues. A number of BEPS actions will impact how companies manage and have to report on their globally mobile workforce, and these will include managing permanent establishment risks associated with these mobile employees. Now, interestingly enough, just recently, as we're entering into the second stage of the BEPS project, the OECD has agreed to a new framework that, if approved, would allow all interested countries and jurisdictions to become part of a dialogue on equal footing. This is an unprecedented move by the OECD in the tax field. The opportunity for countries to participate in the setting up of international tax standards on BEPS is a big step. If this proposal is endorsed by the G20 finance ministers, we expect a first joint meeting, actually, this June or July.
That really is great news. How will companies better understand the impact BEPS has on their organizations?
Well, I think one of the most significant challenges will be for companies to be able to capture where their mobile workforce is and the countries that their employees are traveling to. Many are familiar with the permanent establishment concern. However, this PE issue is often misunderstood. Most of us understand that to have a PE, it means my company is generating some sort of revenue in that jurisdiction, but that's not always the case. What many do not understand is how any employee activity may impact the PE assessment. The key is for companies to ensure that they have a complete understanding of the rules and associated risks created by their mobile workforce, and in particular, their short-term business travelers. Which also brings up another challenge, communication to employees. Now more than ever, it is imperative that employees know what activities they can and cannot perform in a particular jurisdiction.
Interesting. Now, Carola, many companies are not currently tracking to that level. How would you recommend they get started with the appropriate tracking?
Well, to start with, I think you need to get buy-in at the top level of your company. The short-term business travelers group has not generally been viewed as an HR responsibility. So the first question needs to be, who owns it? Is it HR? Corporate? Legal? You need to get those short-term business travelers on the strategic business agenda so that policies and processes can be aligned to the controls you want to have in place. It's necessary to define ownership and accountability and to develop a method of tracking. We can expect to see a lot more countries requiring companies to report on a country-by-country basis, and many will, in fact, move to a cooperative compliance model going forward.
Well, there's another term we've been hearing a lot more about lately, cooperative compliance. Can you please explain to our listeners what this is?
Yes, of course. As I mentioned previously, the activities by few international organizations, as has been reported by the media, it's led to the perception that some taxpayers are able to take advantage of the outdated international tax rules. Cooperative compliance is another initiative being led by the OECD, which aims to restore trust and confidence in the relationship between taxpayers and tax administrations and contribute to deliver better compliance, effectiveness, and efficiencies. A cooperative compliance program requires commitment from both taxpayers and tax administrations to deal with each other in a transparent and cooperative manner.
As a result of these efforts by the OECD, are we seeing countries adopt this model?
Yes, many countries. Tax administrations and companies have already seen the benefits of a cooperative compliance model, and as such are developing approaches based on the principle that businesses that are prepared to be transparent and demonstrate control of the tax function can expect in return less audits and certainty on their tax positions. Cooperative compliance, it's really a mutually beneficial approach and an effective tax framework.
Lately, we've been noticing more companies are moving towards the shared mobility operations. Do you see this move as beneficial under their changing landscape?
Absolutely. Whenever you have a shared or a centralized mobility team monitoring and reporting, you naturally create consistency and excellence. And when this is done well, the mobile workforce activities can be managed in the best way possible in providing reports and analysis for the global operation. Remember that in any given location, normally it's the local HR business partner working with the local line manager, and neither one may have a full understanding of all the compliance issues. Having a centralized team involved will ensure the compliance side's being managed. Now, where things will still tend to fall through the cracks is those employees that simply travel outside the mobility program. The key is to communicate. Ensure your policies have a process in place to deal with these individuals. Now, another benefit is also you can free up the local HR groups to better partner with the business more directly.
Thanks, Carola. This has all been really informative. Any final thoughts you want to leave with our audience?
Well, bottom line, if everyone only takes away one message here, we need to be doing a better job of tracking our employees for so many reasons.
Great. Thank you, Carola, for joining us here today and providing your insights on BEPS, cooperative compliance, and how these concepts relate to short-term business travelers.
It was my pleasure, Brandy.
For any questions, Carola's contact details are available on our PwC podcast website, which is www.pwc.com/ca/tax tracks. I encourage our listeners to stay tuned for more upcoming podcasts in this series.
Thank you for tuning in to Tax Tracks at pwc.com/ca/tax tracks. The information in this podcast is provided with the understanding that the authors and publishers are not herein engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, or other professional advice or services. The audience should discuss with professional advisors how the information may apply to their specific situation. Copyright 2016, PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP. All rights reserved. PricewaterhouseCoopers refers to PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP, an Ontario Limited Liability Partnership, or, as the context requires, the PricewaterhouseCoopers Global Network or other member firms of the network, each of which is a separate and independent legal entity. For full copyright details, please visit our website at pwc.com/ca.